Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with me today. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Gary Moore is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust and the author of a number of books, including Faithful Finances 101, which is the book I'm holding in my hand right now. Gary is one of our investment experts, but he's also kind of our moral compass, too. He helps us make sure that when we find our way through the marketplace that we, as much as possible, that we think about doing things that are not only good for us and for our pocket, but good for others. And he's a former Vice President of Investments at Payne Webber, now focusing on helping people to conduct ethical investing. He's our good friend. Gary Moore, welcome back to the show.
Always good, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always, and hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving this week.
Did you send us this cold front? It's chilly here today.
Yep. I think the whole country, having had a kind of a warm fall, is at least the eastern half of the United States, is feeling the chill a little bit. Gary, what do you think, when you say that you're thankful for something, when you think about being thankful this week, what will that sound like?
What does it feel like?
What does it sound like? What would it, if we were listening in on your thoughts for what you're thankful for this week, on this week of Thanksgiving, what would it sound like?
Oh, Jim, Sherry and I were just talking about that the other night. My son's home from college. He went off to a business college, and he's home, and you know, he's safe. There, you know, we have the boys in Iraq and so on. And he's getting good business training in a school that focuses on business ethics, and business has been good, Jim. The house has gone up in value. We feel prosperous. You know, rising house prices are the number one determinant of how people feel about their balance sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where most of our money is. And Jim, I told Sherry last week, I said, you know, things are so good, you're just scared that something's going to happen. I mean,
Is that a good thing, to have things so good that you worry that you're going to lose it?
Yeah, you know, that's part of the psychology of wealth. I compare it to an airplane. When you're sitting on the tarmac, you're afraid you're not going to get up. And then when you get up at 30,000 feet, you're afraid you're going to come down too
fast.
Right,
right.
And today we're at 30,000 feet. It just doesn't get much better than this, Jim, in this old world. This is not utopia, as we know.
But you know, Gary, I know a little bit about your background, and you probably know a little bit about mine. For me, at least, and I'm pretty sure for you, it hasn't always been this way.
Oh, no. I mean, we grew up dirt poor on a farm in Kentucky, and I told somebody the other day, I'm having a great year, Jim, in the business, and it's taken 30 years, I'll pay as much in taxes this year as I anticipated my net worth would be one day.
Yeah.
I had a friend who sold a business last week for $100 million.
And
wow. I said, did you ever think that would happen? And he said, Gary, he said, when I started in business, he said, if you would have told me that I could retire with two bird dogs and a $40,000 pension, I would have signed on the line.
Two bird dogs. Well,
we're doing well.
But isn't it interesting, though, Gary, that this is the perspective of Americans when, you know, there are other people in other parts of the world who are thankful for their food?
Oh, yeah. And that's one of the reasons I am so very thankful, Jim. I think one of the reasons that in moral teachers always tell you to get personally involved with the poor is that rather than focusing on people who have more, as we tend to do in this country, that you know that the rest is there, and there's a large part of grace in that, just being born an American. Had I been born in Kampala, Uganda, where I go all the time to help AIDS orphans and stuff, I mean, you can work and be intelligent and so on and so on and be lucky to make $5,000 a year over there.
Yeah.
And here I am in the United States, a dumb Kentucky farm boy, and I'm doing okay. And there's such an element of grace in that, and that's something to be thankful for.
Well, there's no question about it. And also, I'll tell you something else, Gary. I'm thankful for men and women who believe in a cause that greater than themselves, who are prepared to enlist voluntarily in the United States military and follow that cause, the cause of fighting for, preserving, and defending freedom, wherever it may take them and whatever it might cause them to do. I'm thankful for those men and women, and I know you probably agree. I know you agree with me on that. Stand by, quick break, right back with Gary Moore. We're going to talk about a couple of prophets. Did you know that there are modern-day prophets? Well, Gary says there are. I think he's right. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and it's mine and Gary's 7th anniversary. 7 years ago, a little bit, just barely more than 7 years ago, Gary was a guest on our show for the very first time. Gary, happy anniversary, baby.
Well, thank you. That music was terrific, Jim. I'm honored.
Well, we're honored to have you as a 7-plus-year member of our Brain Trust, and that puts you in
a... I get a pay increase, don't we?
That's exactly right. I was just going to say, you're going to get a little extra in your pay envelope on Friday.
You're going to double the zero.
I'm going to double it. That's exactly right. And throw in a bonus. But now, you're in a pretty elite group. We've got a few people who are going to be celebrating. In fact, we just had 3 people who celebrated their 8th anniversary with us.
No kidding.
And you just got your 7th anniversary, so we got you're right up there on top of one of the almost original members of the Brain Trust. We're glad for all the time you've given us, all the time you spent. By the way, folks, Gary Moore's newest book is Faithful Finances 101. Gary, tell us where we can find this, please.
Amazon's easiest way.
Yep. And if you're on my site, you can find Gary's stuff there as well. And Gary, how about your own website?
Financialseminary.org.
Yeah, check it out when you get a chance. Okay, let's talk about these two prophets that I know that you know one of the prophets very well.
Yes.
He's still alive, Sir John Templeton.
Yes.
And the other prophet that you want to talk about today is Peter Drucker.
Yeah.
Dr. Peter Drucker, who recently passed away at the age of 91 or 2, I think. And now, did you actually know Peter Drucker personally, like you know John Templeton?
I communicated with him. I once was on a board that was going, an international board that was going through some major transition. And I asked Peter, his book, Post-Capitalist Society, is like a Bible to me. And I asked Peter for autographed copies for all the board members, and it was very influential in helping us to come to an important decision. And Peter and I communicated some, and one of the things I loved about Peter is when I first contacted him, I got back a business card that he had printed up that says, simply said, Peter Drucker does not provide unsolicited articles. It went on and on and on about the 50 things that he doesn't do.
A business card
is when you have to have printed up a card that says no. He was so much in demand that he actually had that card printed up.
I'll be done.
You know, I didn't save that card, and today I wish I had.
Oh, yeah, that might be worth 50, 60 cents by now. Hey,
it's success, Jim.
Right.
That's the way I define success.
But he didn't define success in the way most people define success, does he?
No, not at all, and neither does John Templeton. One of the things that impressed me about Sir John when I first met him is he said, yeah, I've helped millions of people get richer, and I've gotten rich myself, so what? Who cares? And I said, I got to know more about this guy. So, and Peter was the same way. Steve Forbes, writing about Peter Drucker in the Wall Street Journal this week in a wonderful editorial, literally said that Peter could have gotten very, very rich with his knowledge by doing a consulting firm. But I think Steve's words were, but that would have gone against his profoundest instincts.
Yeah.
And
by the way, it was last Tuesday's, the 15th, I think. It was last Tuesday's edition of the Wall Street Journal. It's an outstanding article, folks, if you have a chance to get it.
Yeah, and you know, Steve's editorial or publication is not opposed to people making money, you know,
no.
With 400 and all that. But I thought that what was wonderful about that is while you know Steve respects those who make money, as we all do who do it ethically, for him to appreciate that about Peter, even though it's a differing worldview, says something. And that's one thing we need in American business today is the ability to see the world differently and yet respect each other.
Well, see, I don't see Peter Drucker, and although I'm not the student of his that you are, I don't see him as, I mean, I know he wrote about post-capitalism, and I know he probably said some things, but I mean, this is a guy who spent his whole life helping managers do a better job. So what did he think those managers were doing? Playing tiddlywinks? They were making money.
Yeah, but that was the byproduct. This is what both Sir John
this is
and
the
Peter
issue. Go ahead.
Teaches me.
This
where
is the issue.
Ayn Rand, for example, taught us to go for the money. Peter and Sir John, Jim, tells us to go out and do something really good for others, and the byproduct of that is you will make money. It's a subtle difference, but it's a crucial difference.
Here's how you said it in your article that you wrote, by the way, and I hope you'll tell us how we can get this. I'm thankful that you sent me my copy of your article that you wrote about Peter Drucker recently. You said this. You said that Sir John, that Peter taught, I should say, that business people should ask two questions. Number one, what does society need?
Yeah.
And in this order, by the way, folks, what does society need? And two, how do we profit by doing that?
There you go. Peter actually, in his book, Post-Capitalist Society, says the closest thing that he's observed, you know, he was real prominent in Japan, post-war Japan, in rebuilding it. And he said the closest thing to his idealized society, and as you said, prophets are always idealistic about where we need to go. And he said would be post-war Japan, where when you start from the ashes, and their business people in essence said, what do we need as in our situation?
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, how do we profit? And that's different sometimes of, for example, the capitalism that he was so critical of began with the process of how do we make more money, period.
One of the things that I, as we go to a break, Gary, one of the things that I tell small business owners when they're motivated to start businesses so that they can become rich, I tell them, if you can't be happy without money and stuff, you won't be happy with money and stuff.
Yeah.
10 till, quick break. Dr. Gary Moore is our guest. We'll be right back. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and Gary Moore, Preacher Gary Moore, is our guest. I was having some fun with you, Gary, because folks, in this article, Gary tells a story about something that Billy Graham said. Gary, tell us about that.
Well, at the National Prayer Breakfast, one time Billy Graham told a story about a bird dog who was named Preacher, and everybody loved him. He just hunted his heart out. And then they went back to the hunting lodge the next year, and the dog was worthless. And they asked the guy running the hunting camp what happened to him. And he said, some fool came through here and called him Doctor.
So I'm going to start calling you. I won't call you Dr. Gary Moore. I'm going to call you Preacher Gary Moore from now on, Gary. Gary, what would you say, small business owners, if small business owners should, I'd like for them to have an opportunity to read Peter Drucker's book. And by the way, I've got one that was was published, a friend of mine gave me, called The Daily Drucker. It's 366 pages of words of wisdom by Peter Drucker that I'd like to recommend maybe as a starter book. You might want to start out on that. But what would you say that small business owners should expect to gain from becoming a little bit more of a student of Peter Drucker? And he was Dr. Drucker, by the way.
Well, Peter, and I tell people, I use the word Peter like I use the word Elijah. I don't know what Elijah's last name was, whether he was a doctor or whatever, but there's almost a sense of reverence in the way I use it. But the I guess the big difference is to understand, when Peter said post-capitalist society, and by the way, in Economist magazine this very week, came in last night, Jim, after I wrote this, there's a special report, 3 pages, on Peter Drucker. Hmm. One of the things it commented was that Peter sometimes used language he was so smart the rest of us didn't understand. And when he says post-capitalist society, trust me, Peter was not anti-free market. In fact, there's a quote somewhere in the book that says, I am devoted to free markets for the rest of my life. But, you know, freedom is a political concept. You know, beyond that, there is morality. You have to have internal constraints to do the right thing, the moral thing, you know, to have free markets. That's the message of the yep. prophets and Peter Drucker. And when he says post-capitalist society, what he's really saying is just the attitude that like with the CEOs, you know, he predicted in Forbes magazine that there would be a huge backlash against these CEOs who pay themselves lots of money without
right.
earning it.
Right.
Now, he had no content problems with people who earned their money. He was a consultant at GE and helped Jack Welch grow very wealthy. He had no problems with that. What he was concerned about is these CEOs who just take the money and run.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he was so prophetic, is he always helped us to nuance that difference.
You know, you were talking about free markets. Freedom comes with a couple of other harness mates. You can't really have freedom for very long without discipline and without responsibility.
Yeah,
you got to have those two, don't you?
The way I put it is it's easy to get people out of Egypt like Moses did, but he also knew that before he could get to the Promised Land, he had to stop by Mount Sinai.
Mm-hmm.
One of the problems in the world today, I think, like with Russia, they pushed free markets, and they have sort of a mafia-style capitalism over there today because they did not have the development of the moral side of life like the Peter Drucker and John Templetons have given us. And they're learning that lesson the hard way. They tried to jump right from Egypt to the Promised Land. You got to make that stop first.
Let me ask you a question. Moving into Wall Street, you're a current but a former, you used to live on Wall Street. What would happen to the markets if we got rid of all the analysts? Wouldn't the world be a little bit of a better place without the analysts?
Well, I should explain to the crowd that Jim's not getting cynical on us, guys. But Peter once said that after the crash of '87, he called us Wall Street guys a totally unproductive bunch. And we probably deserved it about the, you know, 1988 and probably at the end of 1999 again. And that's what profits are for, is to say, guys, you know, things are out of control here.
Right.
Let's regain our senses. But analysts can be just like brokers. They can be good. Here's the point, Jim. Visualize any organization as a pipeline.
Yep.
There are people who have and people who need. Now, a lot of us are in the middle, serving like a little motor to keep, like in a water plant, to keep that moving from those
right.
who have to those in need. The problem is when you see all that water go by every day, you figure out ways to divert some of it.
Mm-hmm.
What Peter was always saying is that if you keep the water moving, then you earn your pay. If you're diverting it, then you become a parasite on the system.
Well said, and pretty darn quickly, too. Gary Moore, ladies and gentlemen, Preacher Gary Moore is our guest, the author of Faithful Finances 101. Thank you, Gary, for being here. Thank you for all you do for us. We'll see you next time. Quick break. I got to take a quick one. I'll be back after the news. On the other side of the news, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.